Sukkah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav 1:6, and another Mishnah where we are going to be using something which midoraisa should be kosher as tzchach because it grew from the ground and is namakabal tumah, but is going to be pasul for a different reason. So to understand this Mishnah, you have to remember that the Torah requires one to leave his home and go into a sukkah. That is to say, if one lived in a thatched roof hut in Kenya, and all that was on, that made up his roof, was just the kind of stuff that's kosher for tzchach, he couldn't just stick around in his house for sukkahs. The Torah requires you to go out to a sukkah, and therefore your own home is unacceptable. If one would stay in his home, so that would be a pasul sukkah midoraisa. Now, that being the case, Chazal made it din derabanan, a gezerah. They said it's called gezeras tikra. It's the decree against lest one come to stay under the roof of his own home, that one can't use things that resemble roofing materials, we'll call them, on his sukkah, lest in a subsequent year, people stay in their own homes and say, what's the difference between the sukkah that has a roof made of boards and my home, which is a roof made of boards? So our mission is going to consider the question about whether one may use boards, nisarim, boards, as his schach for a sukkah. Now, the truth is, everyone's going to agree that if they're large boards, it's definitely not kosher. Everyone's going to agree if they're thin slats that aren't even really can be construed as boards, that they're thin slats, so then everyone's going to agree that's okay. There's an interim case where the machlokus lies. So, according to Rebbe Meir, you can't use boards that are 3 tefachim and larger. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, you could use boards as long as they're not 4 tefachim wide. The difference is, the Rebbe Meir says once you've hit 3 tefachim, so you've left the world of lavud, this becomes a significant spacer, and these spaces are too big. According to Rebbe Yehuda, lavud's not really relevant here. What's relevant is that the space defined as the area beneath the board is significant all to itself. And if you recall from Maseches Shabbos and Erevin, etc., so we said that for a space to be significant, like think of like a, as opposed to Makom Patur, it needs to be 4 tefachim, not 4 amos, but 4 tefachim wide. If you recall, for example, a Rosh Hashanah has to be surrounded by mechitzas that are 10 tefachim tie, and there has to be at least 4 tefachim on a side. So 4 tefachim is what's significant width, and that being against Rabbi Huda says if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's okay. So our Mishnah is only revolving around that space, between that area of the machlokas. If it's between 3 and up to 4 tefachim, Reb Meir says it's invalid to use boards of that width as one schach, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is acceptable up to 4 tefachim wide. All midorabanan, midoraisa, since these are boards that aren't grew from the ground, and not makabal tuma, midoraisa would be kosher for schach. So that's what's the din derabanan of gezeras tikra. And this is what the Mishnah says inside in much fewer words. It simply says, Misachin bin Nisarim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you could use Nisarim boards as your schach in your sukkah. Again, he's talking about boards up to, not including 4 tefachim across. And Rabbi Meir Oser. Rabbi Meir says you may not. Rabbi Meir says once they had 3 tefachim already, they're too big. That's a machlokas. Nasan alea neser. If one put a board on his sukkah, Shehu rachav arba tefachim, and it's 4 tefachim wide, kshera, the sukkah is still kosher, b'levad shlo yishan tachta, provided you don't sleep beneath it. Now this is a very specific case. This is where you're putting the board on your sukkah. It's 4 tefachim wide, let's say, but it's not in the middle of the sukkah, because that, according to everyone, makes that area invalid. We're talking about on the side of the sukkah, and we're saying even if it goes the whole length of the side of the sukkah, like where the schach meets the wall, if you will, the vertical wall, So, even if it's 4 tefachim across, the sukkah remains valid. And now what's happening is we're lapsing into a new halacha. This is the halacha of dofen akuma, which you haven't seen yet in the Mishnah, which is that if you have invalid schach on the edge of the sukkah where the schach meets the vertical wall, we look at the invalid schach as part of the wall, just that the wall is bent at 90 degrees, and it's called a dofen akuma, a bent wall. And we look at it as if the schach is above or adjoining where the wall comes to an end on its side. I mean, the invalid schach is the wall coming to the side, which means that one, of course, has to sleep beneath schach and not beneath the wall, not beneath schach pasul, and therefore one couldn't sleep beneath the wall that's going horizontally with the board, but one could sleep beneath the schach to the side of it. The truth is that we'll see later on in Mishnah Yod more about this and the halachas of Dov and Akuma, but it could be even much bigger than four tefachim, even all the way to four amos, and that will still be okay. When the Mishnah here says sleep beneath it, it's not sleeping specifically. All the things you need to do inside a sukkah, like eat, etc., in addition to sleep, would have to be done under the schach kasher, not by the schach pasul. And of course, we're assuming that when you are not counting the invalid schach, you're left with still the requisite shiurim for a sukkah, which means that your sukkah, the schach with schach kasher, is at least 7x7 tefachim. Fine. If just this is not the case of the Mishnah, but I just want to be sure it's clear. If you would have a regular sukkah and then down the middle of it, you would have a board that's 4 tefachim or wider, so that would render the sukkah, the area beneath it, totally invalid. And therefore, the question is your sukkah valid? Well, the answer is it depends. Just to illustrate the point, hypothetically, let's say your sukkah had four walls, it was made out of wood on all four sides, and then you had and it was big, and you had a stripe going down the middle of a board between. So then what happened is that stripe would essentially cut your sukkah in half. And assuming that on the right-hand side of the board, you had three walls and kosher schach and 7x7. And the left hand of the board, you had the same thing, three walls, kosher schach, 7x7. So then actually you have two sukkahs now, one on each side that would be kosher, because each would be totally independent of where it's cut off by the stripe going down the middle. Okay, the halacha is like Rabbi, in the first case, regarding the width of the Nesarim, the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yehuda, that we can have boards up to, but not including four tefachim. Now, that may be true, but the Shulchan Aruch says, and the minhag is, not to use boards at all in building one's sukkah, and the concern is that you could make a sukkah that doesn't let any rain in, and that would be unacceptable. So the minhag is not to use boards at all. As far as the halachas regarding Dov and Akuma, we'll get more to that in Mishnah Yod.